Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Ginger Running competition for August. It's the last day of August, so we are drawing who has won the amazing prizes worth a total of £409 in the Wild Ginger Running competition, which happens every single month, and it is only for patrons. So let me just let you know what is in the August competition, and then I'll fill you in on what is in September competition. I'm just going to get the window up where I can see comments as well. Here we go, comments and reactions. Here we go. So if you're watching live now, then just let me know how you're doing, what you're planning to do this week, what running you've been up to lately. I've just come back from watching the UTMB in France, which has been absolutely amazing. Killian broke the record, Katie Scheid came first lady, a long line of successful American women to win. So that has been absolutely fantastic. So let's have a look at what prizes we've got in this month's goodie bag. So first of all, we have the Silver Cross Trail 7XT head torch. It's a super bright head torch. If you want to know a little bit more about whether you might need a super bright head torch or not in your trail running life, then click on the description, film description below, and there is a film all about whether or not you might need one. Okay, the next prize is Morton Nutrition. So this is interesting because the top three men at the UTMB actually used Morton Nutrition, and so did the top lady, Katie. So we had Killian Jornet, we had Mathieu Blanchard, and we had also Tom Evans, top three men using Morton. So it must be good, huh? I'm gonna start using it too, even though I hate gels, but these gels are different. They're more of a sort of a jelly-like texture, so they're not actually like gels, and they're not sweet like gels. So I'm gonna start doing some longer runs after I've done my two half marathons this September and October. So I'm gonna be starting to pack Morton into my backpack and see if it gives me the boost that I need. So yeah, we've got a £60 goodie bag of Morton Nutrition to give away today to the lucky winner. Katie Scheid was also using Morton Nutrition as well. So yeah, she was first lady. So if all the top people are using it, then we may as well give it a go, mayn't we? There's links to all these things in the film description below, by the way. Right, next prize is a really exciting prize. Okay, so we've got some Joss Naylor clothing. There's lots of hoodies, leggings, t-shirts here, all in the Joss Naylor range. So Joss Naylor, in case you don't know him, he's a legendary fell runner. There he is wearing his Joss Naylor t-shirt there with that lovely mountain design on it. And Joss basically was a super pro foul runner in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and he's also written a book, which I've linked to in the film's description below as well. It's called Joss Naylor's Lakes, Meres and Waters of the Lake District. Absolutely fantastic book. It's about a 105-mile run that he did around the Lake District to all the bits of water. So that's a fantastic book. I am thinking of running some of this, so I'm going to be giving this book another read soon as well. So the we've got £100 worth of clothing from his range ready to give away today, so that is super exciting. Then we've got a couple of books. We've got More Fuel You by Renee McGregor. So we had Renee on the channel lately. She did a live broadcast and you can follow that. She busted three nutrition myths. So if you want to hear more from Renee, we've got her talk is in the film description below as well. Then we have another book by Ross Branigan. Here it is, Running Adventures in Scotland. I've got them both here ready to post out. And Ross's is even signed by Ross himself. So I've just got them just here. Ross's is signed by Ross himself. So in here, we've got his signature. He came on the channel as well to chat about what it was like to write this book. There is his signature there. So that is linked in the film description below as well. So chance to win this book and Renee's book, More Fuel You, in just a moment. So what's the final gift? Because we've got a gap on the bottom right of the screen. Okay, so we've got outdoor provisions. So these guys are super interesting. They sent me a sample pack, which I have been munching my way through. I have just been trying the date and ginger. I strongly approve of anything ginger, and I can tell you it's very, very gingery. Let me just show you what the bar looks like. There we go. So it's nice and easy to eat. It doesn't fall apart as soon as you open it. Just break a bit off there. And I'll just eat that bit. It's really, really gingery. I highly approve of anything gingery. And the brilliant thing about these guys is that their wrappers are compostable. Now, they're plastic free and they look just like normal wrappers. So I have actually emailed them to say, do you just put them in the compost bin? Like, how does it work? So I'm going to be doing a review on these soon. Better be soon because I've nearly eaten them all. So I'm going to be telling you the ins and outs of how this packaging is compostable. But they also make these super nice nut butters. So like, for example, this one is peanut, almond and raspberry. And you can either just eat these straight from the packet, a bit like a gel, like a kind of a savoury, peanutty, nutty gel. This is almond, date and sea salt, which sounds delicious. Or you can use them to make food like peanut butter sandwich type things. So they look really scrummy and I will be reviewing them soon, unless I've eaten more. Right, that's everything. So now we just have to do a draw to see who's won it all. So let's just do some shout outs before we get onto the draw. Mark England says, afternoon. Afternoon, Mark, hope you're well. We've got David Pollard. Hey, David, how are you doing? Stuart Newbury says hi as well. Hey, Stuart, you're right. And David Pollard wants to win the Joss Naylor clothing voucher. Yes, I'm sure we all do. I've got his hoodie and it's really super soft and nice. And before it got warm this summer, I was living in the tracksuit bottoms. They were so comfy. They're really good for after running. Right, let's get on with the draw. Okay, all the names in the virtual hat. There we go. Okay. Oh, sorry. Before I mention the winner, whose name has just popped up here, I just want to say a big hi to new patrons. We've got three new patrons this month. We've got Melanie Javilliat, Tracy Hampson, and also Isla. So thank you so much for being my patron. And as I said before, if you are a patron, you get automatic entry into this competition every single month on Wild Ginger Running. So you get a chance every single month to win £400, over £400 worth of trail and ultra running goodies. So And we've got a special bonus prize as well for anyone who's still listening at the interval. I've got a special bonus prize as well for anyone who can make a race that somebody can't make. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to read out the name of the person who has won the Silver Cross Trail. Silver Cross Trail 7XT head torch, which is worth £160. Woo! It's Catherine Roberts. Congratulations, Kat. I am sure she was listening on a live broadcast about 2 or 3 months ago, and she really wanted to win this head torch. So congratulations, Kat, you have actually won the head torch. Amazing. Everyone wants to win the head torch. Okay, on to the next thing. We've got the Morton Nutrition here. Oh, nope, wrong button. There we go. The Morton Nutrition. Okay, we've got Matthew Walker has won the Morton Nutrition goodie bag worth £60. He'll be running as fast as Killian Dornett in no time at all. Now, the Joss Naylor clothing voucher worth £100. Now, who's it going to be? Is it going to be David Pollard? I don't know if that's too much of a coincidence. Okay, let's spin the thing. Oh, I'm sorry, David, it's not ended up on you. It's Baz Green. Baz Green has won the Joss Naylor clothing worth £100. Congratulations to you, Baz, and I hope you enjoy wearing those this winter. It is kind of coming up winter, isn't it now? September nearly. Okay, so who's going to win the Ross Brannigan book, Running Adventures in Scotland? Okay. We've got Leon Young. I'm sure Leon's won about three things now. I'm sure his name keeps popping up. Congratulations, Leon. You have won Running Adventures in Scotland, which means that you'll have to do a trip to Scotland very soon. Okay, now the second book, Renee McGregor's book, More Fuel You, which is a really amazing book all about busting all of the myths that surround us as runners and just giving you all the advice you need to fuel yourself properly for racing and training. So let's see who's won this. It's Sonia Bruce. Congratulations. I think Sonia lives in Austria, judging by that name. Yes, I've just looked her up. She is in Austria. So congratulations, Sonia. I will be sending this actual book to you all the way to Austria. So congratulations on winning that, Sonia. Okay, the last prize this lunchtime is the Outdoor Provisions home compostable wrappers and a range of snacks for easy on the move consumption and digestion. Okay, so they've got a sample box here of nut butters and energy bars, and they're also going to shove in a drinking bottle and some other goodies to make it up to £50. So let's see who this is going to be sent to. Okay, it is Arnold Yao. Congratulations, Arnold. You have won this absolutely scrummy box of delicious treats that, like, see, here's the empty wrappers that I need to find out how to compost because I've eaten nearly all of mine. I've got one energy bar left and three nut butters. So I can vouch for the fact that they are too delicious to wait around next to my desk. Right, okay, so there is a bonus prize today. Let's just get rid of all of these before I tell you what's in next month's competition. So there is a bonus prize today because Stephen Mackie, who won the Skyline Scotland Trail Race entry last month, unfortunately can't make the race. So does anybody want Stephen Mackie's Skyline Scotland Trail Race entry? So I will prioritise you if you're a patron, obviously, but I don't want this race place to go unused. So anybody who's anybody can just comment below or comment in the live chat and I'll put your names into the draw. So the races are in the middle of September. Let me just check when they are. There's the trail races are on, there's several. There's 5K, 10K, 18K and 27K. And they're on either the Saturday, the 17th of September or Sunday, the 18th of September. So if you are free on those dates and can be in Kinlochleven to do one of those events, then you are welcome to Stephen's place. So type a comment in the film description below and let's get somebody who watches Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel to run that race or one of those races in September. Okay. So we'll wait on those and I will just let that person know in the comments. Right, so let me tell you what the prizes are for September. Totals £407. At the moment, we could have a late entry, you never know. And David Pollard says, that's what the black t-shirt looks like. Yes, I'm wearing the black version because I've been wearing the blue version for a while. And then I suddenly remembered, suddenly thought it really needs a wash. So I put it in the wash and it's on the line drying now. So I was like, oh no, I have to do a live broadcast. I haven't got a t-shirt. So I'm wearing the black one. This is actually a cotton one that I had made ages ago. So it hasn't got the running across the bottom here. It's just got Wild Ginger. And the logo is like black with gold on, but because it's black it needs to be gold. So so it's a little bit different, the black version of the t-shirt that you can buy on my website, but it's still black, so it looks the same. And Mark says, congratulations all. Thanks, Mark, that is super kind of you. Oh, I'm still quite tired from watching the UTMB. I should have made this announcement right at the start. So Carl Southgate, who is a patron of Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel, completed the UTMB on Sunday. He made it all the way around. I was messaging him on WhatsApp and sending him photos of the finish line and stuff to motivate him to continue. And he did super, super well. He DNF'd at 130K in a previous race, UTMB race, so he was absolutely determined to finish, even though he wasn't really prepared for this year because he didn't realise he had an entry because it was deferred after COVID, etc. So he really had to race this year, but he hadn't done all the training that he usually would, and he got round. So that's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations so much to Carl Southgate. I'm really gutted that I couldn't see him on the finish line because I had to go and get my flight. I had to leave like an hour before Carl arrived at the finish, and guess what? My flight was delayed by 40 minutes, so I probably could have stayed, but you can't cut these things fine, can you? But congratulations to Carl, amazing. And I'm interested to know how many of you would like to do the UTMB in the future, because I always go there and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'd love to do this. And then I think, actually, it's a very long way. It must be very hard to do. Even trying to leg it up to La Flégère, which is the last descent, to try and hook up with Carl and Anna from the Running Channel's friend, Di. And even that was hard work. And we got soaked to the skin with sweat because it was a super hot year. I don't know how Killian managed to do it in sub 20, like 19 hours and 50 minutes. He was just flying around. I don't know what they put in that Morton, but it's definitely, definitely a lot of sugar. So, I was thinking, oh, I'd love to do that one year, but actually I probably wouldn't be able to manage it. So I'm going to do it, hopefully, in a couple of years' time, over 6 days with a rest day in the middle. So that way you don't miss out on all the scenery. Like, there's two nights for me definitely doing it. There'd be two nights of darkness where you don't even see anything. So that's why I want to do it over 6 days. So possibly 2024. I'm hatching some plans now that I've kind of got over having a baby and he's like over 18 months old now and he's able to be like left with grandparents and Steve and stuff like that. I am like plotting my escape weekend by weekend, so who knows what I'll be capable of. I've got some exciting plans after I've done a couple of half marathons this year. Then I'm going to do the Manx Mountain Marathon in April. It's the 8th of April this year, I think. So if anybody wants to see me there and like organise a Wild Ginger Running meetup, then see me in the Isle of Man on the 8th of April. It would be absolutely fantastic if you all wanted to come and do the Manx Mountain Marathon with me. See if I can beat my time from a decade ago. So, anyway, let's have a chat about what is up for grabs in next month's competition. So this will be the September competition starting from tomorrow. So if you sign up to be on Patreon right now, you will be in with a chance to win any of these prizes in the September competition. So first of all, we do have, again, the Silver Cross Trail 7XT, which is worth £160. Thank you very much, Silver. We have one of these every month to win, and it's an absolutely fantastic prize. Super, super bright head torch, and you put the battery pack in your backpack. Okay, then we've also got the Morton Goodie Box again, which is fantastic because we can all run like Killian Jornet and Katie Scheid. Hey, wouldn't that be amazing? Then we have got £100 worth of higher stake clothing. I actually filmed a little video of this, so let's just move that and let's just click on the higher stake. Where's that gone? Anyway, I'll just get that from here then. Right, drag and drop, drag and drop. Here we go. Oh, where's that then? Oh, well, I filmed a little video of it, but now it won't show it. So we'll just show one of their items instead. We've got a jacket from Higher Place that I can show. Here we go, September competition. Oh, where's that all gone? Literally just did that. That's really odd. Okay, something's gone wrong with my computer, obviously. Okay, well, that's there. So why is it not working? Right, let's see if that goes there. Okay, it's working now. So this is a little video that I filmed earlier about Higher State clothing. So they've got tops, they've got leggings, they've got running bras, they've got shorts, they've got jackets, they've got men's stuff, they've got women's stuff, they've got socks. Did I mention socks? They've got a lot of socks. So that is the Higher State stuff. I don't know why that wasn't working earlier. So we've got that to win as well. I think I must have put that in the wrong competition. Yes, here it is. The Higher State jacket is here. So we'll just make that small and put it there. Then we've got the... Talk amongst yourselves, everybody, whilst I find the Morton goodie bag and the Silver Cross Trail 7XT. Okay, so there we've got the Higher State prize and the Silver and the Morton prizes. So that's £100 worth of Higher State goodies. And Higher State is by sportsshoes.com. So if you go on there and click on the Higher State selection, there's all the things that I just showed you in that little clip there. And it's all at the moment on sale. So this jacket is currently £45. And the socks, there's like five pairs of socks for £10 and things like that. It's a really, really good sale at the moment. So definitely head over to there. And like, do you remember in a gear review a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that I was sent a pair of SOAR running shorts, like not S-O-R-E. That's a bit unfortunate, isn't it? But S-O-A-R. Wow, that's completely the opposite, sore and sore. Anyway, you don't get sore from the running shorts that they sent me. They're really, really good, but they're £125. So if you're the kind of person like me that doesn't have £125 to spend on kit unless you win it or get sent it, then try out Higher State because they have pairs of running shorts on offer at the moment down from £25 to £12. Isn't that much more everyone's budget? Yes, I thought so. So yeah, head over there. So again, I have got another More Fuel You book from Renee McGregor to win as well. So another person will be winning one of those. So let's pop that up on the screen there. And then we've got a load of prizes from Ultimate Performance. So they specialize in handheld hydration. So we have got bottles, these are handheld bottles. This is the Kielder handheld bottle as well. That's £15. So we've got one of those. And then we've got a Ribble 2 hydration belt. And we've got a Stock Gill Force hydration belt as well. So we've got loads of stuff available from Ultimate Performance. And the whole caboodle is worth £71.70. So I don't know whether to just send that to one person or send it to four or five different people. If you have an opinion on that, let me know in the comments below. It may boil down to how much postage Ultimate Performance is allowed to spend on Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel. I will ask them. Because I think it would be nice if each person won a prize, hey. So Stuart says, thumbs up for Higher State. Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm really liking their stuff, aren't they? The only thing is, I just wonder how environmentally friendly the company is because I don't know this at all, but I know that if you try and be eco-friendly, basically things cost a lot more. So I just don't know whether they're not quite as eco-friendly as maybe some other products which are more expensive, but I will be looking into that as well. And whenever I review things, I usually delve a little bit into the ethics and the sustainability of the company and of the product. So So yeah, so we can all try and do a little bit there, can't we? But the best thing to do is just use kit until it dies, basically. So let's, well, we'll all try and do that, won't we? So Lee says Morton is really good stuff. He used it when he ran the Manchester Marathon, and he wants to know how you win the prizes. So I mentioned earlier, Lee, the prizes you get automatically entered if you are a patron of Wild Ginger Running. So the lowest patron level is £5 a month. So if you sign up for £5 a month, you are in with a chance to win all of these prizes, basically. So yeah, lots of people have won already. There's only about 100 people who are patrons at the moment. So you've got a 1 in 100 chance of winning something just for £5 a month, which if you enjoy the other content on the channel, is kind of just like buying me a regular cup of coffee and a cake to say thank you. So yeah, if you are financially able to do that, then that's super, super kind of you. If not, don't worry. There's lots you can consume for free on the channel, like all of my videos. There are some extra videos for patrons as well. You get perks like discounts. I've got a special discount code for Innovate for patrons and other companies as well. And yeah, I prioritize your questions to the elite athletes and the coaches that I interview on a Wednesday night. It's kind of every other Wednesday night. And if you are a patron, I am a personal trainer as well. So there's opportunities to just ask me any questions that you want when you're training for your next race. And obviously the competition as well. And oh yeah, exclusive Facebook group, and we have a Strava club as well. So in the Facebook group, you just I'll just let you know when the films are out, and we just have like a bit of banter in there. You can ask me any questions as well. So it's just like being closer into the Wild Ginger Running community. So if that's for you, then that is fab. And Stuart says, as a Yorkshireman, all his kit is used until it dies. He has a t-shirt from the 1998 Chester Triathlon. Fantastic. I love that. Yeah, t-shirts are less of a thing, aren't they, at the moment? Everybody is going for this Trees Not Tees company, which basically means that if you sign up for a race, like for example on SI Entries or something like that, you can actually get an option to either select a t-shirt or to plant a tree, which is super nice, isn't it? And yeah, it's just because t-shirts, basically a lot of people didn't really want their race t-shirt, so there's, if you've got the option to donate the money instead to planting a tree, then that's a bonus all round, isn't it? So yeah, I have been thinking more and more about the human status quo on the planet. The planet doesn't care what we do. Well, the planet doesn't care whether humans are here or not, but if we want to stay on the planet in a sustainable way, then I've been reading this recently as well, and we're going to interview Damien, who's written this book, on the channel in a couple of months' time too. It's called We Can't Run Away From This. It's by Damien Hall, and it's all about being more sustainable, reducing your carbon footprint, not producing so much harmful CO2 into the atmosphere. So it's pretty depressing, this book, and I actually read it on the flight to Chamonix to the UTMB, so next time I'll be getting the train. So yeah, it's a big paradox. Basically, we are contributing to the destruction of all these amazing environments by just existing, and also by consuming, and by having lots of pairs of shoes. And I'm a massive hypocrite because I've got about 50 pairs of shoes behind me, as you can see, just there, stacked up, because I test gear, so I don't have to work my head around that one. But yeah, I'm going to make some changes, and more importantly, do some lobbying as well. It was interesting to note that at the UTMB, Jasmine Paris, who unfortunately had stomach problems, so she didn't finish. I did get a nice video of her running through Notre-Dame de la Gorge, but she unfortunately dropped out due to stomach issues. But she's running now for the Green Runners, who Damien is also running for as well. So that's an interesting new development, so I'm going to be checking those out as well. So yeah, there'll be more on eco stuff and more in my gear reviews about the sustainability of things and just messages around using your gear till it drops and stuff. If I wasn't a gear tester, I would definitely still be wearing the same gear, because I do tend to just hone in on like one thing and wear it forever and ever. But because I have to test gear as well, I'm always having to switch in new things. But yeah, it's food for thought, and we'll all do as much as we can. Anyway, That is a competition for August, and you know what's in the competition for September. If you want to become a patron, that's fab. If you can't commit to regularly patroning, you might just want this book instead. It's the Ultimate Trail Running Handbook, and it's by me, and it contains everything you need to know to enjoy trail running, or potentially even be good at trail running. So there's training plans from 5k to 50k, there's nutrition recipes, there's injury strength workouts, there's races that you might want to do, and there's a bit of navigation as well. So basically everything you need to know to get fit and confident and skilled up to go from 5k to 50k. Who would not want that? There's a link to that book in the film description below as well. And Lee says, there's lots we can do for sustainability. Ultimately, we are growing as a human race, though, at a point that will consume the planet more. I know, yes, there's too many humans on the planet, but I, for one, am not volunteering to leave it. So I don't know how we solve that problem. But controversially, actually, the most damage is being done by us here. Like, there's tons of people that live, like, in the third world, just in a grass hut somewhere, and they are not harming the planet in, like, hardly any way. We get in a car, we get on a plane, we consume loads of trainers, we eat loads of beef, and we, like, you know, chops down the rainforest. Like, yeah, there are a lot of human beings on the planet, but the way that the top 10% of us choose to live, or kind of have to live, I can't really choose to live in a mud hut. Well, I could, but I don't think I'd succeed really on this YouTube channel. We're doing the most damage. So yes, there's lots we can individually do, but then there's lots that huge companies can do. There's lots that government can legislate against as well. So it's not all on you, but if we don't do it, then who's going to do it? So let's all try. That's what I think anyway. Anyway, time to go. Got to do some more work now. Got to edit my UTMB film so that you can see what we did. I flew out with Hoka and we followed the race around. So yes, probably contributing to more of the world's carbon than necessary. So maybe I should offset that. I will look into it. Okay, see you everybody. Lovely to see you on the live chat. If you're here, leave me a comment in the film description below if you have any opinions on the above matters. See you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.